A transgender woman is suing the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services Commissioner for denying transition-related health care coverage under Medicaid. The lawsuit, which seeks to be class action, was filed in federal court on Monday. As KBBI's Renee Gross reports, the suit argues that prohibiting coverage for gender reassignment surgery and hormone therapy is discriminatory and illegal.
Homer resident Swan Bing relies on Medicaid for some of her health care expenses. In January, her doctor asked that Medicaid pay for Bing to travel from Homer to Anchorage so she could receive hormone injections and lab work related to her gender reassignment. But Bing says that request was denied.
So I was real shocked when this happened and dismayed, and I need my care. It's life and death.
Attorney Jim Davis with the Northern Justice Project represents Bing. Davis says if Bing doesn't get this treatment, she could face negative consequences.
And then the only reason the state denied it is because of a regulation that says you can't have any Medicaid treatment for gender dysphoria, no matter what your doctors say.
Davis says Alaska's regulation that prohibits coverage for transgender health care services under Medicaid violates the Equal Protection Law under the 14th Amendment.
Which provides that all people need to be treated equally. If some people are eligible to get medically necessary treatment and others aren't simply because we don't like the treatment they're getting or we don't agree with their conditions, that's illegal.
Davis says the regulation also violates equal treatment under the Medicaid Act. He adds that he expects there are more than 40 transgender residents in Alaska who are eligible to join the case against the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services Commissioner Adam Crum. There have been similar challenges to regulations denying transgender-related health care across the country, including in Minnesota.
So in that case, the federal court struck down the regulation, and we expect the same thing is going to happen in our case.
The Department of Health and Social Services says it has not been served with the lawsuit and declined to comment. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.